Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ted Bosefield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Temple steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries juggles the ball. That's an error on Fries. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple moves to third. Keene moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Keene scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fries applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. John Briggs now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Freeze reaches third base with a triple. Lawler scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The slide. Foyles applies the tag. Freeze is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Tito Francona pinch hits for John Briggs. Dick Donovan now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Tito Francona now playing left field. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Fox moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Smith reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Sievers scores. Lawler moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fries takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Power hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Barry Latman. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Win Hawkins now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Keene moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. John Romano now catching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Staley moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Staley moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.